Welcome back to another episode of the Wonderful The Arsenio Buck Perspective Podcast, man. I am your host as usual. And today, my goodness, first and foremost, it's been a long time again. Yes, yes, yes. Unfortunately, there are a lot of things that I had to understand over probably the past week or so. And to be honest with you, there are just so many different types of individuals that I have to basically come across and have to deal with in so many things. So that's exactly what I want to speak about today, because sometimes we can get thrown off and feel like the world is against us. And boy, I'm telling you, I'm living in a country where if you end up just like literally putting out this negative frequency, man, it's going to be so fast to see racist, nasty motherfuckers looking at you the wrong way. Okay, because guess what? That is the consciousness level that the majority of the people in this planet, you know, in this city and on planet Earth are on. As a matter of fact, I saw the top 10 podcasts apparently of last year. 6 to 7 of them were toxic podcasts. The Joe Rogan being that number one, and then a whole bunch of serial killer and all this other killer kill bullshit that was on there. And people who gossip about other people. Oh my goodness gracious. So it goes to show you that the human consciousness, again, although it seems like we are getting the lowest common denominator in the news, man, it seems like the majority of the people love that shit. So it's very easy for you to fall off track. And then next thing you know, you end up getting on this little really weird loop of just so many different things. So me, I'm telling you, man, agendas. Agendas could be very difficult, but I'm going to tell you right now, there are a couple of things that are bothering me and how I was able to navigate through this. And I was actually speaking to one of the teachers today, and I told him about the situation I was in. So probably about 10 days ago, I had someone who found me apparently on Google, and he was from Kuwait, but he bought my course first. And then he ended up emailing me saying, do you have one-on-one coaching? I'm like, okay, sure. So we got on a free consultation call, and I could just tell from his old demeanor, very typical of Egypt, of Tunisia, of the North African Arab countries and Southern Asia, such as India. And those types of people, no offense, I got it. I know there are a lot of different people that listen to me around the world. Well, not necessarily, but there are a lot of people I have to deal with on a consistent basis from different parts of the world. And to be honest with you, me being, you know, Latino and everything, Puerto Rican, I always speak to the hearts of my Central and South Americans. That's where I am because that's who I am. I did have a couple of Korean students this past year, as well as one Mongolian, one Kazakh and whatnot. But that's Central Asia and that's East Asia. Very, very amazing how I ended up getting in touch with the Korean woman whose kids need to be coached and everything. And that was just an amazing experience in general. And I tell you that because I know what I'm looking for in terms of the people who I want to coach. And that is my business. So when I saw him the first time, he ended up saying, oh, I want to learn 2 hours and I'm only free this day, and this day. Me, from a money perspective, I was just like, okay, all right, I'm going to make it happen. But from a real, like, I really want to do this perspective, it was just nowhere. It was nowhere. And so what ended up happening with me, to be honest with you, was the fact that I ended up having a little bit of an asshole of a student. Let's just put it that way. You know, probably, it wasn't even the second class and stuff. It was the third class. And I was like, okay, good. Let me just finish off these 2 hours and that's it. But the thing is, he was already talking about buying another 20-hour package. And I was like, to be honest with you, and I'm really happy that I stopped him at that time because he was like, oh, you know, I'll buy it later. And I was like, Yeah, that's a good idea because in my mind, I'm like, I don't know who the fuck, I don't know who you are. And I don't know if I'm going to even enjoy just sitting across from you with the camera off and shit like that. So what ended up happening to me was the fact that I was literally so grateful for, you know, having this opportunity and whatnot and seeing that Google actually worked and whatnot. But man, it is very imperative to make sure that I assess situations. You have to assess situation and going forward, you need to make sure 100%. That is this person going to bring more stress into my life, or is this going to be a really good, open, communicating, you know, type of relationship that I'm going to have with this individual? Because if it ends up going south, I don't want to deal with that. To be honest with you, that's exactly what ended up happening. Because I remember it was that last day and I was like, okay, well, he only has 1 free hour left. I only have to see him for 1 more hour. And then that's going to be the end. But the thing is, what was I going to tell him? in regards to me not wanting to coach him in the IELTS, because I was just like, oh, hell fucking no. And so, to be honest with you, it was that 1 hour left. And that night, he became a bugaboo. A bugaboo, if you guys don't know this, 25 years ago, Destiny's Child made a song called Bugga Motherfucking Boo. This means someone who keeps bugging you and bugging you and bugging you. And you're like, holy shit. I woke up that next morning, man. I had like 7 emails saying, hello, hello, where are you? Why aren't you answering me? All these weird ass things. I'm like, motherfucker, it's 2 in the morning my time. It's 9 p.m. your time. Oh, Arsenio, maybe he doesn't. He fucking knew way before. I'm 4 hours ahead of you, man. And you're sending me all these bullshit ass emails saying, where are you? Where are you? Where are you? And I'm like, okay, all right, all right, all right. This is extreme. And so when it came to Thursday, I was like, okay, Arsenio, well, you ain't doing anything in terms of like, okay, canceling this or doing that. Fuck that shit. Again, it's just 1 free hour. And so next thing you know, more emails. When are you going to teach me? The last hour. When are you going to teach me? The last hour. When are you going to teach me? And I'm like, listen, if you really think you're going to go from 450 to 500 points in fucking 5 days of coaching, that ain't going to happen. How about you just save this hour, see what you're going to do this upcoming weekend, then we can assess the situation later. Mm-mm. The Arabs, they don't do it like that. And the pressure and the pressure. And then I started feeling it on my consciousness and my irritability. And I'm just like, you know what, man, this is really sitting on my conscience and I'm not really feeling good about this. And so I take a step back and I say, what is the number one thing I could do right now? Well, you already finished all that. You fulfilled all the requirements. There is no reimbursement whatsoever. So I had to be fit. And the more emails I started sending him, the more stern tone I became. And then I'm just like, okay, at the beginning of the morning yesterday, I said, okay, I'm putting this motherfucker in my junk mail, and that was it. And so this morning, probably at about 10 a.m. while I was at work, I went through my junk mail and I realized that he asked for a refund. And I'm like, for a refund for one of the courses he bought. He said, well, I didn't open it, so can I have a refund? And I'm like, hold on, you didn't open it, so you want a refund? And I'm just like, okay. But at the same time, I told myself and I said, you know what, Arsenio, this is the perfect storm, because now you're going to be able to tell him, oh, you want the refund? Okay. But you're not going to get that coaching hour anymore. And all the best to you, because your services are no longer needed. That's exactly what I sent him. And so what I ended up doing to handle the situation, I've never had a bugaboo like this before. I've had people who have sent me different things in terms of, you know, saying, oh, well, you know, I'm not very happy, or, you know, you canceled it 2 times and blah, 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 and all this other bullshit. And then I just ended up saying to myself, like, okay, all right. Now, it seems like you are actually very, very upset right now. And so what I ended up doing was saying, okay, well, you seem very upset. So how about I just, you know, get rid of you in terms of, you know, I could just reimburse you the last couple of paid hours that you have, and all the best to you. That's exactly what I did. Block that bitch in 2 seconds. Never look back. There are a couple of dumbass trolls that I had at the beginning of last year who were right around that specific area. And I had to literally say to myself, okay, this ain't working. I do not like this. See, when I leave home and when I go about my day, man, I want to be grateful for the students who I have in my life right now. I'm not going to meet the demands of all of them. And it is what it is. But to be honest with you, I will do whatever I can and go from there. And so what ended up happening was, yeah, that situation had happened. And then I sent him, I said, oh, okay. You know what? Normally I don't reimburse, but you know what? Because I didn't finish. I'll be done. So what ended up happening was I just said to myself, I need to figure out what I can do in terms of what is the next step, the next right step of integrity. And I knew that I didn't want to teach him IELTS. So if I had finished those 2 hours and then he ended up just bugging me more with these emails, I was just probably going to tell him to fuck right off anyways, fuck all the way off. But at the same time, this ended up being a blessing in disguise, because I'm like, okay, you won $28 back. Good. Guess what? You have forfeited that last 10 minutes, because that last 10 minutes was only equated to about $5.50. So you are not going to get that $5.50, okay, back because you wanted your $28. And that free hour is now gone. That's it. And so everything else has been fulfilled. All the best to you. Your services are no longer needed. And that was the end. And so, again, it was just a fantastic moment in terms of me just getting rid of someone. But boy, that ended up taking a toll on my consciousness over the last 2 days. I was like, this motherfucker is way too fucking needy. Way too fucking needy. Just push and push and send an email and email and no thank you, no this, no that. Well, where's the document? Where's this? Where's that? No appreciation whatsoever for the things I've done. Totally different from the Saudi Arabian girl. I'm not saying all Arabs, North Africans, and South Asians are like this, but good Lord Jesus, I have one Saudi Arabian. She was wonderful back then. She never had that type of pressure. She was never a dickhead like that. She was a little bit difficult. At least she had her video on, but I could actually make her laugh too, which was actually really cool. And she ended up getting her score and everything, and she was cool. But to be honest with you, that one, I told myself, I said, you know what? In regards to Arabs, I got to assess the situation going forward, the consultation and everything. And to be honest with you, if I ever get an email saying, hey, I need your help, or hey, can I have some tutoring? I'm probably going to put it in the junk and say I never saw it. So that's number one. Number two, the bigger one that's going to be happening tomorrow. Man, I got to go to a goddamn wedding, guys. Got to go to a wedding. And so the thing is, remember I told you about this before, the consciousness, the human consciousness out here in Thailand. If you are a white Thai or if you are rich, you look down on everybody else. That's just how it is. That's just how it is. And if you say Arsenio, you're speaking about everyone, you're generalizing. If you come to me and you beg to differ and you have an example, please, I would like to meet this person who is rich and tall and white and a woman and doesn't look down on me and doesn't look down on black people or anyone else who's a little bit darker than her. If you have an example of that, I am willing. I am all ears. I am all ears. But to be honest with you, you know me, I'm just like, damn. So then it's all about the intent. And I'm like, Garcia, what is your intent going into tomorrow? And I'm just like, man, I am not happy about this whatsoever. But at the same time, I'm going to do it for my wife. I don't know this girl. She came to my wedding for my wife. She didn't come for me. She came for my wife. Okay. And so I'm going now for who? Because she trying to return the favor for my wife and everything? No, that's between you guys. I didn't know anything about you. I don't know nothing about you. And I probably said about four words to her. So now I got to go. And now I'm like, oh boy, okay, this is going to be interesting because again, I'm going to be surrounded by a lot of people who have a lot of money, who are all white, and I'm probably going to be the only foreigner who's of a color descent. And these motherfuckers, I can already tell what's going to happen. You could probably say, well, we're sending you because you've been on that frequency over probably the last 24, 48 hours for having a shitty ass student. Okay. But understand that, oh, well, you know these people, you know that people, you know this people. I'm like, they still ain't my people. I talked to them very sparingly once and I met them that one time. So me, I'm just like, okay, Arsenio, wear a mask. Do whatever you can to just, if you ever feel like it's too unbearable, get the hell out of there. And so the thing is, people, a lot of people say, oh, you're a very introvert. You don't like going to places or doing this, doing that. I do this all the time. I hang out with people who I really want to hang out with. It's kind of like the great things that I did last December. It's probably not going to happen this year. I'm probably not going to try to get together with them this year because it just feels like, you know, other than one guy that was actually amazing, to be honest with you, when it comes to the women, I'm just like, yeah, you guys are all right. But at the same time, y'all ain't that excited. Shit, as a matter of fact, I actually had one over recently, and it's crazy because I'm like, oh my God, you know, I'm so excited about this March 2nd. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing. Maybe just boosting up the expectations. It ended up being relatively dry. It ended up not meeting the expectations. Let's just put it that way. And I'm just like, damn. So what the fuck is it? What do I need to do? You know? And I think the last time I had an amazing, amazing, amazing time was when I was with Paul last year in August. That was awesome. Me meeting each other in Zuccovid, having a couple of drinks, then him getting tired. And I'm just like, dude, it's 1 p.m. I'm going to go home this early. Okay, whatever. Fuck it. And so I ended up going over, you know, going home real early. But at the same time, man, I'm just, you got to be around people that appreciate you. You got to. I'm not there to speak to people. I don't give a fuck about people. I know everyone's going to be looking at each other, minding their own business, speaking to themselves. And me, I'm going to be that person that might just get up and say, hey, I'm going to look for a ride up out of here and I'm going to go. You know, because again, at the same time, it's just that's just not my whole thing. So I think going forward, be around people who appreciate the hell out of you and appreciate what you bring to the table. It was just one last thing. I'm going to give you guys this last one. I was doing a podcast recently earlier today on my other podcast, and it's crazy because there's this little bitchy girl. She's like 11 years old, right? She didn't show up for like a month and a half, 2 months. Her mother's rich, right? These are just bitches. These are typical times, right? But, you know, she ended up showing up today, and then she showed up really, really positive attitude. 40 minutes in, she ended up just being a complete jerk. And it's crazy because after I came back on break, I think her mom was sitting outside, or someone was sitting outside. I didn't know what was going on, but I'm just looking. I'm just like, hold on, is she recording me? And it's crazy because I was looking at the twins, the boy and the girl, and it seemed like they looked at me, they looked at her, they looked at me, they looked at her, they looked at her phone, they looked at me. And I'm just like, is she recording me? Because it looked like the way she was holding that phone, as if I was going to do something, then what, you're going to show your mom, you're going to show your friends, you're going to show somebody, you're going to say something? That type of ignorance, I just don't tolerate. That type of ignorance, I absolutely do not tolerate. So to be honest with you, I'm even thinking about just having someone else teach that class going forward, because I'm just like, yeah, those guys, I mean, the twins and everything, they're cool. But the little rich bitch, the little snobby little bitch, she doesn't come too often. But boy, the entire dynamic of the class was totally thrown off when she came. And I'm just like, man. What should I do going forward? And it's so difficult because at the same time, I don't know if there are any other teachers that could actually teach that class. So nonetheless, people, it's really good to just air out all the craziness and be grateful at the same time and understand, like, I'm a little irritable, man. At the same time, I'm just like, okay, well, I mean, kind of is what it is, but let me just purge myself from everything. The demands of the world, get back to people, probably hurry up and write down a couple of things. And just like reaffirm my ideas, journal a little bit, get my head right, and then go from there. So with that being said, people, the trials and tribulations dealing with people, whether it's shitty students over here, shitty students from another country, or having to do something you absolutely 1000% don't want to do, it's all about navigating those storms. So with that being said, over and out.